Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. As we round up today, what is happening across the media on the eve of the Champions League second leg at Anfield. First up, though, not a great 24 hours for Sergio Ramos, who it's been confirmed has contracted COVID-19 and is immediately placed in quarantine. He is the ninth member, believe it or not, of the squad to contract COVID, joining Zidane, Nacho, Jovic, Casemiro, Militao, Hazard, Mariano and Varane, all contracted and recovered from the disease. Now, all of these issues, of course, coming, it seems, at the wrong time for Ramos, who is out of contract at the end of this season and has yet to agree a new deal. Now, Zidane's press conference has just concluded. He was asked a range of questions, beginning with Odriozola. All he would say is to agree that he hadn't actually played much, but he wouldn't say anything about the lineup. On Valverde, he said yes, he has recovered 100% and he is ready if called. On motivating his team, if any motivation were needed, he said the team always comes together in difficult times. It shows you the real character that they have. A lot has happened to us this season. We are missing many players. I would love to have had everybody available, but those who are here are ready to go. He was asked if he would prefer to win Champions League or the La Liga title. He said, we won't choose. We only think about tomorrow's game. Luka Modric then came up to the stage. He said, it is going to be very demanding tomorrow. We will have to play at the same level that we played last week. We aren't, though, coming here to defend a lead. As for the strategy that they're going to employ, he said, simply defend very well and attack as a team. On whether Toni Kroos is the best player that he has played alongside and the one who complements his game the most, he said, yes, he is one of those who I've felt most comfortable with in my career. Hopefully we can continue. And talking about continuing, how is his contract renegotiation going? He said, it is going well. I can't say more. I've always said I want to continue, and hopefully this will happen. So how are Madrid going to line up against Liverpool? It is a topic which is consuming everybody in conversation back in Madrid. Everybody is offering a view and an opinion, especially, remember, after Vasquez's injury. It means that whoever takes his place, it will be, get this, the 20th different defensive lineup that Madrid have sent out this season. The choices aren't many, of course. One is to move Mendy across from the left to the right and to bring in Marcelo to play on the left. The other is to leave Mendy and bring in Odriozola, who came on, of course, when Vasquez went off against Barcelona. And there could be a tactical change as well, with Militao, Nacho and Mendy as the three centre-backs, with Odriozola and Marcelo operating as wing-backs. It is a tough choice, this, for Zidane to make, but making this type of decision has become almost second nature throughout the course of this season. What did Jurgen Klopp have to say? Well, his message to Liverpool's fans on the eve of this game was, we will fight to the end for you as if you were here. Whether it's enough, he said, we will have to wait and see, but we will give everything that we have. Real Madrid, he went on to say, are one of the greatest teams in the world. It is no surprise to see them play as they play. To beat a team like this, we need the perfect performance. How will they produce this perfect performance then? Defending well, he said, they have a lot of quality. Look at that first goal. That pass from Kroos was incredible. And on Toni Kroos, he added, I don't really know him that well, but I do admire him. He is a wonderful player. He reminds me a bit of Bernd Schuster. On Vinicius, he said, I wasn't surprised. I was impressed. You have to stop the passes, though, getting through to him. He concluded by saying, Madrid have come from beating Barcelona. They are on a real roll. The game starts at 0-0. If they go 1-0 up, we would need many goals. We have to be 100% at our highest level, but it is possible to win this tie. Andy Robertson then stepped up to give the players' view. He said, we are going to keep it going for 90 minutes. Madrid are a great team, but we have potential here to win this game. This is a legendary Madrid team. They are giants, but if we play well, then we have a chance. One other thing Jurgen Klopp did do was to apologise for any misinterpretation of what was meant after what he said about the Alfredo Di Stefano where they played last week. He said, if anybody thinks I was disrespectful, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be. A few other stories making the news today. Kylian Mbappe is dominating coverage around Europe. Still no news about any extension to his PSG deal. And with this in mind, PSG are now moving forward, it said, looking at alternatives for next season. Top of the list, well, it isn't a great surprise. Harry Kane, of course, who worked under Pochettino at Spurs. Mo Salah is also featuring. Zidane and Madrid are keeping a very diplomatic stance here, with no comments coming from anybody. But the longer it continues without any resolution, the closer Mbappe comes to becoming a Real Madrid player. What about the future of Erling Haaland? Now, he too, never far away from a story. Dortmund coach Edin Terzic was questioned ahead of the Champions League tie with Manchester City about a departure. He said, in the past, talented players have left the club. Borussia Dortmund are trying to give talented young players a chance. We don't know what will happen in the future. News outlets, of course, around Europe and the world have been very quick to jump on that as an admission that Haaland will be off in the summer. No news on any extension to Lucas Vázquez's contract, and his injury sustained at the weekend means it could potentially be his final appearance in a Madrid shirt, the Clásico from last weekend. And far from being bereft of offers, Bayern Munich and PSG are both interested in taking him this summer. Now, some news surrounding Luka Jovic. Eintracht Frankfurt coach Hütter has announced that he is leaving the club to take over at Borussia Mönchengladbach next season. So where does this leave Luka Jovic? Well, as Hütter, remember, was the man who was very much involved in taking him to Frankfurt in the first place and bringing him back on loan as well. What does it mean? Well, Jovic has been telling those close to him that he will be returning to Real Madrid this summer. And lastly, of course, some good news for President Florentino Perez, who has been re-elected as president of Real Madrid and will occupy the role until 2025. The three objectives: to conclude the construction of the new Bernabeu, the rebuilding of the squad, and the promotion of the Super League. He continues this highly successful tenure, remember, as president. The game against Eibar was his 1,000th in the role. And during his time, of course, the club have gone on to win an unprecedented 26 titles, including, of course, those 5 Champions Leagues. And that then just about wraps it up for today. Thank you very much for joining me, and do enjoy the match wherever it is you are watching around the world tomorrow. I will be back later in the week as we look forward to Getafe this Sunday. In the meantime, from me, Tim Cable. Till then, bye-bye for now.